Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
Got a little bit of news out of both Clemson and South Carolina. We start with the Tiger Men's. The Tiger Men's may, for the first time, big time, be hitting the transfer portal to bring guys in. Dabo Swinney, of course, has had his comments regarding the transfer portal. He has said many times, I'm not anti-portal. I'm not against using it. It's just that we want to use it strategically to fit a need if needed, and it looks like that might have started. Former Louisiana Raging Cajun offensive lineman Osiris Torrance tweeted on Tuesday night that the Tigers had extended him a scholarship offer officially to get him to transfer into Clemson. Of course, Clemson's offensive line in dire need of help. The unit was one of the most affected by injuries nationwide, featuring seven different starting lineups over 13 games played this season. The only lineman who played and started in every game was Jordan McFadden, an All-ACC second-team choice and two-time ACC Offensive Lineman of the Week, totaled 798 snaps during his redshirt junior campaign, though it is not immediately known whether or not he'll return for a redshirt senior season. Torrance is a very experienced offensive lineman who can help fill some needs across that position. He played and started in all 11 of Louisiana's games in 2020, earning all Sunbelt Conference second team honors. The 6'5", 335 pounder was part of a unit that ranked fifth nationally in tackles for loss allowed, giving up less than 3.7 per game, and sacks per game allowed at less than a sack allowed per game. This year, the Louisiana native made the All-Sunbelt Conference first team at right guard in the 10 games he played. The Cajuns' offensive line ranked 35th nationally, allowing 1.6. He was also a Joe Moore Award semifinalist for the second year in a row, given to the most outstanding offensive lineman in the country. This would be a big pickup. Does his talent translate from Louisiana to Clemson, from the Sun Belt to the ACC? We're going to find out, but we do know that offensive line is absolutely a need for the Clemson Tigers coming into this year, and this is one of the best ones available in the transfer portal. All of a sudden, Dabo very on board with the transfer portal, and I'm not even going to run smack at the guy because this is absolutely the correct way to handle what is a very deep need for the Tigers.
And whether you agree with it or not, it's how things are run today, and if you find a way to fill a hole that needs to be filled, I guess do it.
There you go. There you go. You have two options. Stand by your principles and make your job a hell of a lot more tough, or go get you an offensive lineman who's allowed to be there and be better automatically. And it looks like with Osiris joining the lineup, that's what will happen. Over on the Gamecocks side, we got more announcements coming down the pipe about guys who are, I don't want to say shockingly, because I don't know that it is shocking. I don't know that it is shocking. But the Gamecocks are coming back, like a lot of them. South Carolina's leading offensive playmaker from Shane Beamer's first season, receiver Josh Van, announced via Twitter yesterday that he is back in for the Gamecocks. One more ride in Columbia. He had announced that he was considering entering the National Football League draft. Van led the Gamecocks in touchdown receptions and finished with the outright team lead in total receptions and yards last year. He tweeted out yesterday, and I quote, "Gamecock Nation, we running it back. Be ready for one thrill of a ride," end quote. Van finished the season with 679 through the air, 5 TDs on 43 catches this fall. Those numbers almost 200 yards and 13 catches better than anybody else on the roster. The former four-star had largely been kind of a question mark until this fall. Van failed to record a buck 20 in two of the previous three seasons. He hit that mark in individual games against Georgia and ECU. This fall, he becomes the latest Gamecock to announce a return to school after South Carolina beat North Carolina 38-21 in the Duke's Mayo Bowl last week. Defensive stalwart Zach Pickens, Sherrod Green, Brad Johnson, and RJ Roderick have all revealed in recent days that they too will be back in Columbia next year. Of course, you add in the Oklahoma transfer quarterback Spencer Rattler and former Sooners tight end Austin Stogner to an aid in offense that finished 11th in rushing and 13th in passing scoring and total offense in the SEC this past season. And now it looks a little bit more interesting, but the Gamecocks are not done. Reports coming out of Columbia that they will still make a run at one or more transfer portal wide receiver options to alleviate some of the pressure Van saw during the 2021 campaign. South Carolina already landed in the final five for elite UTEP receiver transfer Jacob Cowing, but he chose to sign with Arizona earlier this week. We will see if there are any more wide receivers that Shane Beamer is interested in, or if he will turn to some freshmen to fill those slots. But Josh Van joining Zach Pickens, Sherrod Green, Brad Johnson, and RJ Roderick, amongst other players coming back next year, that's a good sign, Lonzo, because when you have this many guys who have NFL potential, probably late round picks, but NFL potential nonetheless, and they all decide to come back, that shows that they are buying into what the coach has going on in the program.
How much do you think the bowl game, the bowl victory, played into this?
A lot. Absolutely a lot. Those guys had fun, right? And it's much easier to come back to a place you enjoy coming back.
I agree. And there's a different kind of emotion going into that. You're right. Absolutely, they were having fun. Now, can you make that translate with all those guys coming back, with who you got coming in? Can you take that and move that to the beginning of the season and go with it the entire year?
Yeah. I mean, if you can take what we saw out of the Gamecocks bowl win over North Carolina, and you can make that the norm and not the exception, guys will flock to Columbia, South Carolina. Shane Beamer's clearly built something there that these guys want to be a part of after that win. But now you got to maintain it. That's the key. Maintain. We'll see if they can. They got, we looked at the schedule a little bit earlier in the week. I think, Alonzo, and honestly, 8 wins is the expectation next year. I really do. I think 8 with Spencer Rattler is the expectation to start the season.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.